All right, today we usually look at something in Baptist history, and today I just want to talk about someone that is not a Baptist, but has affected history, and it was a very important day yesterday, not just Halloween, but we'll talk a little bit this morning about Martin Luther and his impact on the world and what happened yesterday in history. Martin Luther was born in Eisenben, Germany, on November 10th, 1483. He was born a peasant. His father, it was very important to his father, though, that even though they were peasants, his children get a good education, which was rare in those days. And he went through kind of a university prep school for commoners in his town. He graduated in 1502, and in 1505, he, intending to study law, went to the university there. And however, in 1505, he suddenly abandoned his studies, he sold his books, and he entered into a monastery to study for the priesthood. And this was appalling to his friends and his father, who wanted him to study in law. But he recalled later that there were several very close brushes with death that made him astutely aware of the fleeting, how life is fleeting, and that it was very important to him that he take a religious bend in his studies. He graduated. He was ordained a priest, I think, in 1506. He went to study at the University of Wittenberg. I went to be a priest there and to teach there. And it was while there that, as he was reading his Bible, he realized that what he was being taught as a Catholic was not true, and that he was not saved by works, but he was saved by faith. And so the year was 1517. On October 31st, 1517, this unknown 33-year-old Catholic monk nailed a list of 95 problems that he had with one of the church's new programs on the door of Wittenberg Castle in Germany. And the list was hard-hitting. It was kind of a moderate call to debate, but the list was very hard-hitting. And what was going on was that the Catholic Church had just started a new program of indulgences to finish building St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And I won't go into indulgences entirely. I don't understand them entirely. But basically, the idea is that if you pay money to the church, in this case for this building program, the church will forgive you sins. Maybe the more you pay, the more sins you'll be forgiven. And this is a common practice in Catholicism. But Martin Luther said that these payments to the church for getting pardon from sin, he said that this was offensive to him and offensive to Scripture and to God, because salvation was by faith alone, not by works. And that these payments were an abomination to the forgiving work of Christ. And he called for this debate, and the debate really never took place for what he was asking for. However, this list was immediately translated into German and widely distributed, and the German people were really shaken by this, as well as would be the rest of Europe. The challenge maybe went unnoticed for a while to the Catholic Church, but the people wouldn't let it die. And through the providence of God, a call to look to Scripture as the Christian sole authority began to ring through Germany and other parts of Europe. Now, really, to understand what the importance of what Luther did, we have to understand how entrenched Catholicism was in Europe. And this is something we maybe would have, it may be impossible for us to really understand how Catholicism ruled every part of every day of your life, and again, how entrenched it was in the everyday lives of each individual. And when he posted the 95 Theses, the Catholic Church eventually took notice. And this led to an official condemnation of Luther. There are several things that went on, but 3 years later, he was officially, it got all the way to the Pope, and he was officially excommunicated from the church in 1521. Later in 1521, the Emperor of Germany summoned him to appear before a great assembly called the Assembly of Worms, and he was asked to come before this assembly and recant. There was a lot of pressure upon the emperor from the pope to make sure that Martin Luther recanted. Let's get rid of this problem because it's spreading across Europe. He refused firmly, saying that he would have to be convinced by Scripture in order to do so. And then he said these words that would change the world. here I stand, I can do no other. And those words have rung down through these last 500 years and literally have changed the world. This movement, later known as the Reformation, because Luther's idea was, and he was an heir, but his idea was that he could reform the Catholic Church from within and change it, get them to see the truth, and they would change. And of course, and this movement back to the Bible, it was futile. It did not happen. And the movement or the model became sola scriptura, scripture alone. And slowly but surely, these rebels of God began to spread the gospel message across the world. Now, the importance here, I think that we need to understand. And Luther, I'll have to say, you know, is a controversial man. I believe he was saved. I will say that he continued to persecute Baptists. He did not have, he was flawed. He didn't understand totally. And Baptists looked at this as, oh, this is wonderful. Now we have somebody that's on our side, perhaps, and they will understand our teaching, and maybe we'll have more religious freedom. But maybe just the opposite happened. Whereas the Catholics were martyring the Baptists before this, now the Lutherans were martyring Baptists after this. And so it became a very difficult time for Baptists. But Luther changed the known world in this respect. He did what had never been done, and that was he weakened the stranglehold of Catholicism. And really because of that, and you have to understand how God works here, King Henry VIII was later to throw off Catholicism in England. And so instead of all of Europe being Catholic, there was one nation that wasn't Catholic, and they were Protestant, and that was England. Well, Catholic Spain ruled the world in the 1400s and 1500s. And the Catholic Spain discovered the New World, and they began to populate and to settle in the area that we know now as Mexico and Central America. Spain would have settled America, and they were on our southern, actually, as you know, Florida was primarily Spanish, and they had begun to come up into what we know now as America. But God had another plan, and Spain's the navy that ruled the world was destroyed off the coast of England in 1588, and that allowed Protestant England to then rule the waves and to settle what we know now as America, and by non-Catholic Englishmen. And, God works in mysterious ways, and this is a wonderful thing we can follow through history. Some have said it's highly probable, if not for a man that God would use like this, Luther in this case, we wouldn't have the United States of America. Or if we did have America, it would be a weakened third world country like Mexico and Central and South America because of Catholicism. Baptists still had a terrible struggle to gain freedom to worship. We never would have, I don't think, realized the freedom of worship that we have today if we were settled as a Catholic nation. And that is my point. We want to see how that God used this man who, though flawed, and really we would think of it as an enemy of Baptists during that time, to use that to eventually bring together this great nation. And, we want to thank the Lord who works all things together for good, for Martin Luther, who had the faith and courage to take on the entire world's established religion, and really the entire world's government in doing so, and in doing so changed the world. And this morning I want to thank the Lord for this great man in history and what he did by standing up to the Catholic Church and what that means for us today. As controversial as he was, we want to thank the Lord for his ability to look at Scripture and read Scripture for what it says and not for what the church was teaching.